They mentioned cotton. Would you explain how you put a cotton crop in and cultivate it and harvest it in the old days?
As I get waiting, I don't know what to think about. Then we first we break up our land. They make little beds, about maybe a foot and a half high, we say. And you plant that cotton on that bed. It gets up about, being up to, we say, finger high. We worked out by scratching it always. Then we have a cotton scraper. Scrape on each side of that bed, this way. I'll come back and scrape on this side. Well, there ain't but just a little piece of left on top. You take a bunch of women and men, children, just chop it out pretty quick. And then a big nut to plow. I plow it about twice or three times and say, by then, ready to wait till next fall to open it and then pick it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned raking the ground first. If you had two mules, mm-hmm. What did you call the mule on the left? Now, was he the one that walked in the furrow?
On the left?
Yeah.
He walks in the lead.
He'd be...
And one on the right walks in the fur, one left walks on the bank.
I see. Yeah. And which is the lead horse?
There's one that leads to the left, on. But when you turn around, you always turn this way.
Oh,
you always turn to the left. We call the front horse the lead horse. Okay. And then the off, one on the right's on the off, and on the left on the lead.
I see.
He pulls his rein first, and that's when he pulls, by that pulls the other one. He leads him around.
Mm-hmm. So the one who'd be on the bank is the lead horse.
That's right, that's right.
Uh-huh. And what kind of weeds did you chop out of the cotton?
When wild, it might grow a little, most of it's crabgrass.
Crabgrass.
Old crabgrass, a few cuckoo
burrs. Cuckoo burrs, smart weed, and everything else.
Anything that might grow up here we don't know about.
Yeah, they poison it, no thing.
When you would harvest the corn and shell it and take it into a mill, how much would you take in for a family?
You mean for cornbread?
Yes, to get it ground.
Half a bushel to a bushel.
That's right.
How much was a turn?
Turn? Uh-huh. That's a big turn, a little. Half a bushel to turn, a bushel to turn. Two bushels to turn.
Oh, I see.
A small turn, a big turn.
I see. Mm-hmm. The turn might be anything.
We take it about two bushels.
And we always, a customer through here, go to the mill on Saturday. Most times Saturday afternoon. Go to the crib and shell a half bushel of corn and catch the mill and have it ground. That's where my brother went to first work with them yoke steers and I, a little boy. Go to the mill, yoke of steers and a little bitty carts, and cat a turn of corn. Sometimes a bushel, maybe not that much, maybe more next time, but that's where them cat to mill to have it ground. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday was our mill day.
Mm-hmm. And you take it, if they get there, you're not going to a doctor today.
Well,
one would come, he'd grind his, and the next one he'd come next, he'd grind his, and didn't nobody get ahead of him. So sometimes...
You got there first, you got away first, you got there last, or you got away last.
Sometimes you'd be late, but you got first.
Oh, I see. Did you grow sorghum?
Yeah,
no,
we didn't like that, but we tried to grow everything possible to eat and stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
We had sorghum nearly every year.
Could you tell me about that?
Well, now,
how are you?
Growing sorghum, you plant on a bed like you did your cotton. Work it like you did your cotton. First you scrape it and then you chop it, thin it out, and then you work it like you did your cotton. And then it gets ready to be made into molasses or sorghum. Well, you had to strip the leaves off of it and cut the head off, cut the top off, and then grind it into at the mill. Have the mill to come to your house or close to the patch and hold it up there and have your wood ready. Add half fire under your pans to cook that molasses. Cook
so
that
they would grind up the stalk?
Yeah. The stalk and all, grind up
it.
But they have the juice.
Strip that fodder off
in the field. Throw that fodder off all in the field,
and
heads in the field.
Blades.
Didn't bring that to the house, but just a naked cane.
Mm-hmm.